my number one advice is do not buy aging condos. Every time I talk about aging condo, I will share with you, okay, to be very direct, I always say, don't buy aging condo. Okay, now I'm going to share with you a few stories. But before we go through the story, we're going to go through this article, okay? So this article is to confirm that the Singapore government is not going to give any funding for renovation, R&R work, or for lift maintenance. Okay, so I think some people have some misunderstanding lah when the government says or they are going to come up with a law or whatever to make sure that all these condos are being upgraded, you know, despite some people not willing to pay. So I think when the government during the budget says that they want to come up with a law to make sure that all these old aging condos are being like for example, like, oh, okay, the aging condo need money. But this article is trying to emphasize again that when the government come up with this law, the government is not going to pay for you. So the main title is aging condo will not get public funds. He says, how I see it as a government expenditure for public goods. It is not the case that just because this is a private estate, there's no public good to anything that is done within it. Property owner remain responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of their private development. Guys, you are in a private development, okay? More than 1,000 of the 3,750 private residential development in Singapore are at least 30 years old. Okay, so number one, the government is not going to fund. So you see, this is what I call a new era. So my number one advice is do not buy aging condos.